Okay, it's October 25th, 2022. Ward Green here. It's still the same day as when I was talking about Oscar Peterson on the Night Train album, actually, and I was talking about how to make foot powder and my running shoes and a little bit about Viborg boots and some other things I undoubtedly mentioned. What else was I talking about? But the main thing was the Oscar Peterson album is called Night Train. It's from the Night Train album. Those are, I believe, those 11 songs are exactly what's on the album. Let me take a look here. It looks like, there's more than 11. Okay, there are more than 11 on that. Yeah, on this album. But those 11 tracks are from the album. Oh, one of them is called Band Call. Okay, that's why there's a track called Band Call online. I couldn't figure out what that was. That's a song on the album. But if I look on, okay, what's on here, though? But it's not, Band Call is not, oh, yes, it is. It's the second last one on the playlist. So the playlist is Night Train, and I think that's the name of the playlist. If you look up Night Train, Oscar Peterson, right, I'm going to do that right now just to prove it. Just look up Night Train, but I'll have to say Oscar Peterson. And then I'll mention who the band is. It says Oscar Peterson Night Train. Okay, if I look that up, I don't find that playlist. Not immediately. But the album is there. There's a 45-minute album. And somewhere in Korea is where that channel is. But then if you go down far enough, you get to the playlist called Night Train. It's called Night Train Full Album. That's the name of the playlist. It's 11 songs. That's the one I was listening to. So what channel is it on is the question. Oh, I know. It doesn't matter. I guess it doesn't. It does. It's very strange. Because I know it's from the Oscar Peterson legacy. All the songs are all the recordings are from the Oscar Peterson legacy channel. But that doesn't mean that this playlist is on their channel. I was not able to find it on the channel. I looked everywhere that I could think of. But Night Train Full Album, with Full Album in brackets. At Night Train Full Album in brackets, you'll find this playlist. Hopefully you'll find it if it's still there. 11, 11 songs, 11 videos, but there's no video. It's just audio. On YouTube. That's how you find this, and it's pretty amazing to listen to it. I can't recommend it any more highly. It's so good. So it's from this album, Night Train, and I want to say who played on it. It was Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on double bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums. That's what that album was, and that's what those songs were. That's who was playing. Okay, so that was today's recording earlier that I made with Psalms 25, Isaiah chapter 15, and John chapter 5. But right now, I just wanted to mention one more thing before I sign off here. Famous last words, one more thing. Tea tree and white clay foot powder. Yeah, in the foot powder, when I look at this, I can tell. See, I noticed, I looked at all my powders, finally opened them. I looked at the color, and I can see that Black Hull powder is very black, literally. It's very dark. So, it's very good stuff. It's just very dark in color. But that means, when I look at the powder in the light, I don't see it now, but when I look at it, if this had a lot of black powder in it, it would look black. You can see a few flecks of black in this foot powder. That's the thing. This is the foot powder upon which I'm basing my recipe. If I shine a flashlight here, I can see, there are some black spots. Yeah, specks, like specks of black. But it's probably less than 1 in 10. But then again, yeah, it could be 1 in 10. I don't know. I think it might be less. It might not. I can't estimate it because they're just spread out. It's hard to say. But then that tells me that it's probably, 1 or 2 in 10 black hole powder. But I can make a mixture of my own, right? A very small quantity. I can make, maybe I can make a teaspoon of powder in total. So half a teaspoon or whatever, like a little less than half. Let's say half a teaspoon of, I'm going to try this, half a teaspoon of kaolin clay. And then maybe 3/8 of a teaspoon of arrowroot. Or maybe 1/4 if I need room for aloe vera. But the tea tree oil, the rose geranium oil, and the peppermint oil, they're not going to take any space. So they're just drops, a few drops, So the only other things are the aloe vera. Is that true? And the arrowroot. Black hole. Yeah. So if the black hole is going to be 1/10 of a half, or 1/5, yeah. What's 1/5 of a half? It's just 1/5 times a half, which is 1/5 times 1/2, which is 1/5 times 2, which is 1/10, right? That's 1/5 of a half. It's 1/10. So 1/10 of a teaspoon. What's that? Well, how much is a teaspoon? It's 5 milliliters. That's what it is. Tablespoon is 3 teaspoons, which is 15 milliliters, if I remember right. I think that, I'm pretty sure that's right. That's deeply embedded in my brain, so I guess it's right. But if we have half a teaspoon, if we're trying to make half a teaspoon, I don't want to waste any powder. I don't want to make a full tablespoon and have it go to waste. So I'm going to make a teaspoon. So what's 1/10 of a teaspoon? Well, 1/10 of 5 milliliters is 1/10 of 5, which is 5/10, or 1/10 times 5 is 5/10, which is 1/2 of a milliliter, half a milliliter, right? I don't know how I measure a milliliter, but it's just 1/10 of a teaspoon. So you get, if you have 1/8 of a teaspoon measuring, it's smaller than that. It's not a full 1/8. So let's say 1/8 of a teaspoon. Yeah, that's my idea. Okay, 1/8 of a teaspoon of black hole powder, 1/2 a teaspoon. So, but 1/8 of a teaspoon is 1/10 of a half, would be 1/20. Oh, no, 1/10 of 5 milliliters. Yeah, okay, we're now doing it in terms of teaspoon. 1/10 of a half a teaspoon is 1/20 of a teaspoon. So that's not going to be 1/8 of a teaspoon, so forget that idea. It's 1/20 of a teaspoon. I don't know how to measure that. How do you measure that? You take 1/8 of a teaspoon, and if it's half full, it's 1/16. So it's less than half full. Or 1/4 of a teaspoon. Take 1/4 of a teaspoon, right, and then divide it in 5. That's 1/20. So 1/5 of 1/4 of a teaspoon is what we're talking about. If you want 1/10, right, or 2/5 of a quarter, or 2/10, 1/5 of a teaspoon. That's all. Yeah, take or 1/5 of half a teaspoon. Is that right? No, 1/5 of a teaspoon, yeah. No, we're talking half a teaspoon and then 1/10 of it. That's what we're talking about. So, or 2/10 of it. So half a teaspoon, 1/5 of it. We're saying 2/10 is 1/5 equals 1/5, 2/10, right? Divide 2 by 2 and divide 10 by 2 and you get 1/5. That's how you get that. So 1/5 of a teaspoon is 20%, or it's 2 parts. If a half a teaspoon is 10 parts, right, then 2 parts is 1/5 of 10, which is 1/5 of half a teaspoon, which is, just take half a teaspoon, but don't take it out of the bag. Just put 1/5 of it there, or divide the half. Okay, 1/2 teaspoon divided by 5. We start by dividing it by 4, and we get 1/8 of a teaspoon. So an eighth of a teaspoon is a quarter of a half a teaspoon. Obviously, right? It's not that hard. A half a teaspoon, and then a quarter of a teaspoon is half of that, and an eighth is a quarter of the original, or a half of the quarter. Half a quarter is an eighth. A half is a quarter, half a quarter is an eighth, so the eighth is a quarter of a half. Just do it like that in steps. So then, but so if we wanted a quarter, that'd be 2.5 parts compared to 10. A quarter is 2.5. So if the black hole powder is a quarter compared to 10, then it would be just a quarter of a teaspoon. But if it's a little less than that, it could be 2 parts in 10. See, I doubt that it's going to be that much. You can't really see the black powder. The black flecks are not really visible in here. You see them. They're not dark enough that, you know, I mean, you don't see them well enough to know how many there are. And if the, I mean, I can see them now that I think of it, but it looks like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm guessing 1 in 10. That's all I can sort of do. And then I can make a mixture and see if it looks similar. That's all. In terms of how much black powder is in there. But then, so I'm thinking, so even one part, even 2.5 in 10, I could try for my first mix, which would be a quarter. But I think I'd try less, and I could add more black powder, right? So what I should do is start with a half a teaspoon of kale and clay, and maybe 3/8 of a teaspoon of arrowroot. Mix them together. See if that smells. I can't even smell it yet because I don't know if it's going to. It won't smell right. But see if it looks roughly the right color. They're both white, though. I'm not sure if we'll be able to see. You see how I'm doing it. So this is how you approach. You try and figure it out. We're reverse engineering this stuff. We're reverse engineering it without knowing how much of each one. We just have a list with clay at the beginning. Clay's at the top, so we have more clay than arrowroot powder, maybe. Maybe not. But that it should be, because by law, normally a recipe has to have the number one ingredient that's in the most abundance has to be, the one that's in greater quantity, the greatest quantity has to be at the top. That ingredient has to be at the top of the list. Because someone could be allergic and they want to know how much of each thing is in there roughly. They want to know which one is the most. Someone could have an allergy. They need to know the order of the ingredients in terms of which is more potent, right? With tea tree oil, it's not a question of how much volume, but how much potency it has, like how strongly it could affect somebody. So it's not like there's more quantity of tea tree. It's that there's more potency than there is of the black powder, black walnut hull powder, or the aloe vera powder. Well, look at this. The aloe vera comes after black walnut. Oh, black walnut comes before the aloe vera. I didn't know that. I just realized that now. Aloe vera is the last one on the list. So if we have 1/4 of 10, or 2.5 parts out of 10 for the black hull, then the aloe vera could be 2 parts out of 10, right? It's possible. I mean, compared to 10, not out of 10. 2 parts, 10 parts of 1, 8 parts, so 10 parts of the clay, 8 parts of the arrowroot powder, let's, for now, that's what I'm starting with as a guess. Half a teaspoon of clay, 3/8 of a teaspoon. That would be 3/4, which is 7.5 parts out of 10, right, compared to 10. 7.5 compared to 10 is 3/4. 0.75 is 3/4, so it's 7.5 out of 10. Compared to 10, I mean, not out of 10. We're not taking it away, we're just saying 10 plus 7.5 plus. Now, the other parts we want to have can be anything. It doesn't have to add up to 10 or 20 or any number. We're just saying 7 parts of this, 10 of that, plus some, etc. So we could have 3.5, if we wanted, parts of the black hole, because that would make it 3.5 compared to 17.5 total for the other two, right? That's right. Which would be, it's only 1 in about 5. That's about 1 in 5. or 2 out of 10. So that's an example there. Or let's say we had 2 parts compared to 10, just to keep, or 2.5 parts compared to 10, because that's a quarter of it, and it's a quarter of the clay amount, which was half a teaspoon. Yeah, so a half, 3/8, a quarter of a half is an eighth. So a half, 3/8, and 1/8. That's what I'm talking about for the black clay. But then when we get to aloe vera, we can't use a 1/8 of a teaspoon. We have to use maybe half of that of aloe vera. And I don't know how much, but say, that's just a guess. Because I want, if the 1/8 is compared to 4/8, which is a half, and 3/8 is a total of 7/8 for the arrowroot powder and the clay together. 4 plus 3 is 7/8 of a teaspoon. And then we're adding 1/8 of a teaspoon for the black hull. That makes a whole teaspoon. And then we add the aloe vera, which is maybe another eighth, half an eighth. Could be as much as an eighth. Could be the same amount as the black hull powder. I don't know. But it can't be more than the black hull powder, because it wouldn't be on the list in this order. Unless black hull powder is more potent. That's the thing. Black hull powder could be more potent than aloe vera. And that's why it's put above. Just like tea tree oil was more potent, and that's why they put it above the other ingredients. Because there's no way that there's going to be more tea tree oil in this mixture than there is black hull powder, I don't think. Not quantity-wise. I could be wrong, I just don't think so. Because tea tree oil, you only put a few drops, like 25 drops quantity. How much is 25 drops? Well, maybe I am wrong. Maybe it is literally the volume. Going by volume here. We're not going by weight. That's right. This could be done by weight, not by volume. When I was talking before about 104 grams, that's weight. But I called that like 4 ounces, but I meant 4 ounces by weight, not 4 ounces by not 4 ounces by volume. See, 4 ounces by volume is the same in, if it's water, it's the same by weight. At least I'm trying to think, is that true in Canadian ounces? I think it's true in Canadian ounces, not in American ounces, because the American ounce is different. Because we have in Canada, where we live, Canada, not Canada, right? I like to joke about it. Canada. But in Canadian ounces, it's like, 16 ounces in a pound. A gallon, liquid measure, is 160 Canadian ounces, and that weighs exactly 10 pounds. And that proves that the Canadian ounce, 1 ounce weighs exactly 1 ounce. In the liquid Canadian ounce weighs exactly 1 ounce, because 160 ounces weighs exactly 10 pounds. 10 times 16. It's 1-to-1 in Canada, but not in the U.S. because the American ounce is different, slightly. It's different, so you can't do that in the U.S. In Canada, you can. So usually, it's true in general, Canadian standards are above the American standards. Canadian standards are better. In technical matters, in generally, in educational standards, everything in Canada is a little bit better. And not always, I'm sure, but in general. And I don't know how we achieve that, but I guess it's because we're so isolated. We live in such far separated communities that are way out in the middle of the boondocks, that gives us lots of time to think about what standards to have, so we come up with higher standards. I guess that's why. I don't know. But that's, for some reason, it's true. So we have good standards, but when I'm talking about the aloe vera, how much? Yeah, we could say 1/8 for the aloe vera too, right? 1/8 for both the black hull and the aloe vera. We don't know, but probably a little less for the aloe vera. But that's if we're going that way. Does that mean we're going to have more than 1/8 of a teaspoon of peppermint? I don't think so. I think not if it's more than 10 drops of peppermint. I think 10 drops of peppermint will be overkill, like for half a teaspoon, for a half a teaspoon, or for 1 teaspoon total mix. Our total mix is about 1 teaspoon, maybe 1 1/8, right? for that small amount, we're not going to need more than about one drop of peppermint. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe less, but you can't put less than a drop. So I'll put one drop of peppermint, maybe two drops of tea tree oil. But if we go two drops of tea tree oil and we've only got a teaspoon, right? What's a teaspoon in terms of ounces? Well, this is not water. It doesn't weigh the same as water, right? Solids often weigh more than water. And sometimes they, if they float on water, they weigh less than water. So but if it weighs, I don't know if this is heavier than water or lighter than water. Depends. So because if we know that, then we could do this more accurately. I'm trying to think. I need to figure this out for a second. Oh, I got lost in my... All the different thoughts going through my head, I got lost for a second there. Aloe vera. One teaspoon. Yeah, one teaspoon. That's what I was trying to calculate. Okay, what a teaspoon is in terms of weight. How much is a teaspoon in terms of water, right? It's 5 milliliters. It weighs 5 grams if it's water. That's known. Like 1 gram weighs 1 milliliter in water. That's the metric system. That's a fact. So we could, let's start out assuming it's water. Just, I don't know. Is this, it's probably heavier than water. Would walnut shell sink? Would aloe vera sink? And would black clay, well, the clay would sink. Yeah, the clay would sink. Yeah. The arrowroot powder, I don't know, but the clay would definitely sink. So I'd say overall, it's probably heavier than water, right? Clay is a lot heavier than water. Like it's rock, basically, that's ground down into clay. Yeah, so on average, this is still a lot heavier than water, I think. And it feels like it probably is, but, you know, water's, I've got the iodine, which is, it's water with iodine in it. It's pretty light. It's a glass bottle and it weighs less than this. This is plastic. So it's, that the weight that I'm feeling is the clay. I think the iodine's lighter than this. Well, here's a glass bottle of iodine. No, it's pretty heavy. That's glass. It's empty. No, it's got, it's not empty. It's got water. It's got the hydrogen peroxide in it. It's not, it's almost empty. So this is the weight of the glass. Yeah, glass is, but glass is heavy. This is plastic. So I think, yeah. And I don't think the water adds much to the glass because the glass is so heavy. I think this is pretty heavy compared to the glass. So I think it's not as heavy, but I think it proves to me this is going to sink in water. That's what I think. Therefore, a teaspoon of this stuff weighs more than 5 grams. And there's 28 grams or 29 grams. Let's say 30 grams in an ounce. That's the weight. That's by weight, not by volume. 28 is the volume, it seems to me. Something to do with the volume of milliliters compared to... Is that true? Wait a minute. This can't be right. There has to be a one-to-one equivalency. But in liquid, we always think of 30... I need to know this. Okay, how many grams? Ounces in a gram. Well, that might be because it's American compared to Canadian. Okay. I did it wrong. Gram in an ounce. 28 point... That's mass. 28.4. Okay, that's 28.3. That's mass. Okay, but what about volume? Yeah, what about volume? Milliliters in an ounce, 29.57. The strange thing is 1 gram of water, or 1 milliliter, 1 milliliter of 1 milliliter of water weighs a gram. I mean, that's the strange thing, because how can that be true if 1 ounce fluid is 29.6 milliliters, but 1 ounce. Oh, I know, because they're using the American ounce. Yeah. See, they're using the American ounce. That's why. Okay. In an ounce imperial, it should be the same. Yep. There it is. Well, it's 28.4. It's slightly different. Maybe I don't know why that is. It's 28.34 something in terms of weight, but 28.41 milliliters in an imperial fluid ounce. So maybe it's not exactly 1-to-1, but it's close. A lot closer than the American one. So that's because of the American ounce, that 29 point. But anyway, just say 30 grams in an ounce. For simplicity, that's what we'll say. It's much simpler. So when we said, how much does a teaspoon weigh? It's 5 milliliters, volume-wise, which is 1/6 of an ounce. 1/6 of 30. Okay, right? So I wanted to know weight because this is done by weight. So, well, also, this is what we could just say 5 milliliters, which would be 5 grams if it were water. But this is 105 grams, which would be 20 teaspoons if it were water. But this weighs more because it's not water, so it's not 20 teaspoons. This is probably, 15 teaspoons or something else, right? To get 105 grams because it's heavier than water. It doesn't need to be 20 times 5. 5 milliliters being water, and water weighs 5 grams. 5 milliliters of water weighs 5 grams. 1 milliliter equals a gram. That's a cubic centimeter. That's what a milliliter is, a cubic centimeter. And a cubic centimeter of water weighs a gram. That's how they define the metric system. It's 1 gram. They just did it that way for simplicity. So 5 milliliters, which is a teaspoon. I hope I'm not wrong on any of those things. How many milliliters in a teaspoon? In a teaspoon. No, in an imperial teaspoon. There's an imperial teaspoon? I didn't know that. An imperial teaspoon is different. Oh my goodness, there's an imperial teaspoon. It's 6 milliliters in an imperial teaspoon and 5. Well, we use American. I'm sure the teaspoons we buy are American teaspoons. So it's 5 milliliters in a teaspoon. But it's technically, in imperial teaspoons, it's 6. I didn't know that. That's great to learn. Isn't that great to learn that? That's insane, though. It's nuts. There's actually a different teaspoon in the imperial system. That's crazy. Let's not even go there, please. Let's stay out of it. Let's just stick to the... Hopefully, we're not mixing our things here. I don't think we are, because we're saying 5 milliliters is still equal to 5 grams in terms of weight. No, that's American, though. It's not exactly right. So we'll go... Oh my goodness. But we're going to end up with a bigger teaspoon because we're adding the aloe vera. So we're going to end up with an imperial teaspoon, a little bit bigger. It's 6 milliliters instead of 5. That's what we're going to end up with when we end up with our teaspoon. That's perfect because then it will really weigh 5 grams. Okay, because it'll be... Because 1 milliliter will be... Am I right? No, it'll weigh less. Okay, then we got to get this right. Okay, how many grams? Let's see. Okay. Grams of water in an imperial teaspoon. Are you kidding? No. It says 3.5 grams of water in an imperial teaspoon. That can't be right. It can't be right. It doesn't. Grams of water in a milliliter? 1 gram. Right? 1 gram, 1 milliliter water. Grams of water in an imperial teaspoon. That's got to be wrong. Whoever said that is wrong, I think. They got to be. Okay. Okay, grams of water, imperial teaspoon, okay. Teaspoon imperial of water. I think you got to be careful, they could be wrong. That's only one website that said that. Here it is, another place says 4.93, so they're different, and I think the one is wrong. You got to be careful. So, 1 teaspoon of water equals, we knew it was wrong because it should be 1-to-1, right? It shouldn't be that different. from 1 to 1, because the imperial teaspoon is only a little bit different in terms of milliliters, only 6 compared to 5. Not, it's not that different that it would be 3.55 instead of 5. So we knew it was wrong. 1 teaspoon of water in grams is 4.93 grams. That sounds right. Right? Because there are 6. But that's an American teaspoon. Okay. That's an American teaspoon, because we learned that, you know, it's about... We know that it's a little less than 5 milliliters in an American teaspoon, right? That's why it's 4.93 grams. It's got to be an American. So it's interesting. I didn't know it. This is so complicated. I'm going to say imperial teaspoon with the word imperial in front, and then see what it says. It doesn't tell me. Well, we know it's going to be more. It's going to be more like 6 grams, because it's 6 milliliters. We know that already. Okay. Yeah, we're going to convert to milliliters and just stick to that. We know what it weighs in water. It's 5.9. Okay, it's 6. Let's say 6 milliliters. It's not weighing 6. It's 6 milliliters, but because it's 6 milliliters, if it were water, it would weigh 6 grams. That's all we know that. That's the definition of the metric system, you know. 6, so 6 grams is going to weigh more than 6 grams because it's not water. It's this heavier thing, the clay included. Maybe it weighs 9, 10. Let's say 10, just for convenience. It weighs 10 grams for 1 teaspoon. So we've made a teaspoon, it weighs 10 grams. Therefore, to get 100 grams, which is what this was when it was full, we just multiply by 10. So we need 10 teaspoons to make one of these. So if our recipe works, we just multiply it by 10 and we can make one of these in volume. That's good to know. Would weigh 100 grams. So to make... You know, to make a pound of it, we just multiply it by another 4.5 and we get a pound. Because 454 grams is 4.5, 4.54 times 100. Just another 4.5 times. 4.5, so 45. 4.5 times 10 is 45. So it's 45 times. If we make 1 teaspoon and it works, then we multiply it by 45 and we have a pound of foot powder. That's my first attempt at designing the foot powder. I'm going to try 1 small amount first and see what happens. Maybe I'll even make it in smaller than a teaspoon, though. I want to try mixing a very small little bit before I even make a teaspoon of it, just to find out what happens. But if I do that, though, I won't be able to measure it. That's the problem. But I can try it without measuring it. I can just try random, you know, tiny amounts mixed together. But I can't talk about that because it's not, nobody else can use that information if they don't know how much, right? So I need to be able to measure. That's why I'm quantifying in numbers. Okay, so that's all, I think, for this video. It's Ward Green, October 25th, 2022, 2012 hours. Do you see how much I love you? Bye for now.